Christian Zion. Sif Aleph. The Daber Dava, so it's another part of the pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu. Shlei Dibur Chashal Shabbos Ke Dibur Chashal Chol. Hilkach Asa Loim Ala Dava Pleni Asa Lamachi. You can't say the Dava Pleni, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Yischar Pleni is Ekele Lamachi. Afilu Sichas Dvar Metelem Asa Laharbois. Hagob Leon Shasiba Shmois V'dir Chedushim O'inig Lahem. Matul Sapra Meshavis Kamei Bechol. Av Mishenim Sa'aneg. If someone doesn't get enjoyment from it, Asalam Kadesh Zani Bem Chavir. Now, we mentioned last week in Machlek Zushainim, if all Dibur is also because of a Daber Dava, and the Chaira, even though we gave a sort of a Hezbah last week, but the Chaira, the Machlek is in how to learn of a Daber Dava. What's included in a Daber Dava? Is it only Dvar B'Talim? But it's even a Dibra on a it's also a Dibra on Pulis Issa, right? La halacha we passed, and we saw in the beginning of Simish Shin Vav, that for me to do a Pa'ula, like to go to the Tchum, to be there ready to be able to do something that I can't do on Shabbos, that's also from Mimsa Heftzacha. And the Bir Halacha over here in the beginning of Simish Shin Zayin says, to speak with work is to do something which is Asr, after Shabbos is also Mimsa Chavtzacha, because it's deeper about Yechafetzim. The Issa of a Daber Dover is to speak about a Pula which is Asa. Not that I'm doing anything, but to speak about a Pula that's Asa. And Halacha the Tor and the Rosh and Taisvis Paskin, the Midim V'Daber Dover, you're not allowed to speak about any Pula of Isser. And included in that is also Dvar Betelin. If you take a look at the Gra on Sefer Yeshayah on this pasuk, the Gra says something very interesting. It says V'daber Dover. It's a double lashon. It's come to teach us two isurim. One is the daber dover. One is teach us a deeper of iser of speaking about things which are asked to do, and the second one is for Dvar Betelin. Now here is Mutta. Why? Because that's the mashmaiz of the pasuk itself. V'daber dava is saying speech. But here it would be mutta. Even though there are those that write that that's what the kfeilus of pasuk is come to teach us, there's davka dibar, not hearer. But according to the gro, you have to say, V'daber dava is come to teach us the two types of dibar that asur, and that which hearer is mutta is because that's the mashmaiz of the pasuk itself. We find such ways of dashing psukim in the Gemara. The Gemara says that doesn't need a yitur. The word itself implies it. Now, what is Dvarim Betelim? This din of Dvarim Betelim that's usher, what is included in it? So in the Gemara, we don't find mefurish what's included in Dvarim Betelim. Taisvis and Avkuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the Ramas Chushlehe, brings a Medrash Rabbah, and he also brings a Yishalmi, where it says over there that Ima Savta Havdel of Shema Yecha. He had a grandmother. And the Havya Mishto Isagi. She was talking a lot. And Rav Shema Yecha said to her, Shabsa Yevashaska. Today's Shabbos, be quiet. I'm sure he sent her very bakovitic away. But that was the mice that's brought down. The Yishalmi, Taisus brings down another part of the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says, "Bekoishi hitiru sheila shalim." With koishi, it wasn't easy to be mad to sheila shalim on Shabbos. So this is the chayr and the makar to Dvarim Betelim. Says the Mark Tzia, I don't understand. If it's totally Dvarim Betelim with no meaning to the words, there's no purpose to the words, just I'm plopling, that's us even in the chol. This isn't the chol to speak dvarim b'teilim. It's a pasuk v'dibarta bam v'loy b'dvarim b'teilim. The Gemara says, right? The Prima Gadim has the same question. He brings the Gemara in Yuma that says someone who speaks dvarim b'teilim is oivana aseh v'dibarta bam. So even a chol you now speak dvarim b'teilim. So what was this chadash on Shabbos? So he says the Prima Galim says perhaps the Issa on Shabbos was only for women, that they don't have a din of the Dibar Tabam, they don't have a din of Talmud Torah to speak and learning. So for them was the Schash, the Shabbos, and that's, and then the card to it is the Maisa with the grandmother of the Rashbi. It was a lady. That's why the Maisa, it's, but then he's Matche, he says, but if you take a look at the Paiskim, it's Mashma was speaking to the men also. So it doesn't sound like that. Says the Mark Tzio, which is Rabbi Yaakov Emden, says what was the Schash over here is, that we're not talking about pure Dvarim B'Tehillim which have no purpose to the words at all. That's not what we're talking about. Okay. We're talking about words which are Nitzrachim L'Gufa. A person, it has a tale to it, but just there's no reason why you have to be schmoozing about it on Shabbos. So these words during the Chol, they have a purpose to them. There's no Isser. On that we're saying on Shabbos one should be Memayit and be Mekatzer's words, not to speak about even things which have a purpose to them, which are nitzach for the guf, that people need to know about it. It's knowledgeable. You don't need to shmuz about it on Shabbos. That's what the Marxist says. However, if we take a look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Beis, Mishnah Brura says as follows: Dvarim b'teilim haynu she'emem zeich la'asiyas malachim v'la'asakim klal. Dvarim b'teilim are words which have no mentioning of doing malacha or asik at all. Begam eimem divrei genai v'kalas roish. And they also don't have any genai or kalas roish, any derogatory statements or lightheadedness. Dilav hachi afil ma'at asa, even a little is asa. So the Mishbur is mevor, they were talking about diburim that don't have any tzarech at all. And that's called Dvarim B'Teilim. And if you take a look at the Gra is also mashman. They were talking about Dvarim which are mamash B'Teilim. He talks about over there, he says, Cheshbainis are considered Dvarim B'Teilim, and the Mutter, because it's only Ma'at. It's Much that the Nidin of Dvarim B'Teilim, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. What I meant to say from the Mishmur is, and from the Gra is, that's Much that learning that Dvarim B'Teilim is not Sarche Guf, it's Dvarim B'Teilim mamash, right? That's what it sounds like. Now the Prima Galim over here is Mechadish, that the Isser is when I'm speaking, I'm saying a Sipur that the Isser is when I'm saying over a Sipur of The Prima Galim wants to say that the Mechaber is talking about a case where I'm saying over words which are a oinik to say. And we're talking about where it's a oinik to the one that's hearing it, but not a oinik to the one that's speaking. That's what he wants to say in the Mechaber. But again, it doesn't sound like that, because it sounds like that's what the Ramah is coming to be moisiv onto the Mechaber. It doesn't sound like that's what the Mechaber is speaking. Al Kapanim, Pashas is when the Mechaber means Dvarim B'Teilim, he's saying like Mishmur says, it's not talking about work or anything that has to do with what you need to speak about. It's not Divrei Gnai V'Kalas Roish, it's just Stam Shmuzing. But the Mechaber and the Torah add a word over here, Laharbois, to expound on it, to speak a lot. And it's more like that in the Tosfos that we started off also with. It's Mashma that the difference between Shabbos and the Chol is laharbais. How much are you speaking about it? And if you take a look at the Gra on laharbais, he brings the makaras from the Maisa that we said, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's grandmother was speaking mishtoi sagi. Sagi means a lot. She was speaking a lot. And that's Lashon the Rambam Perchav Tes also. Laharbais. This is laharbais. If so, then what does Tosfos mean that we said that because she itiru Sheila Shalom? See, either means Sheila Shalom doesn't mean like what we call Sheila Shalom, good morning, hello, goodbye. It means inquiring in the other one's well-being, which is laharbeis. You speak about, you ask him how he's doing, how was his night, how's this going, how's that going, or could be Sheila Shalom taka is just saying Shalom, but just like we find in Hilchos Tefillah, that when you say shalom to someone, there's a chashash you're going to go and get into a lengthy discussion. Could be. Or we could say, and this is probably more mustaver, that that part of the Yishami is being chalik on the Bavli. And the Yishami is asking even a Dibur Mu'at, even a small amount. La Halach, we're passing like the Medrash Rabbah, that it's only a Dibur Laharbais. It's only Laharbais. And Taisvis is just bringing it down at the end of Taisvis. He's bringing down that part of the Yishami to show us the Chaymer Inyan. That the Yishami goes so far to ask even Ma'at, but lahalacha, we pass like the Medrash Rabbah that it's laharbais. If you take a look at the Rambam in Perek Chav Gimel Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam's over there talking about someone's being mechashiv cheshbonis without a TLS. For example, he says kach bekach hoytzeinu bechasnas haben. This is how much money we spent on the chasna of the son, or something similar to that. So he says that there's no iser of cheshbonis. However, he says it's a get of Sicha B'Teila. The Magmish over there explains, She'ain Sicha B'Teila Ru'uya L'Yerechet. What's wrong with Sicha B'Teila? It's not right for Yerechet to speak Sicha B'Teila. U'v'perich of Dali Yisbar, She'asal kol adam laharbais b'Sicha B'Teila b'Shabbos. Meaning there's a new get over here. There's a Yerechet should refrain from even a small amount, but for the regular people, which are not Yerechet, so then this is Laharbais. And that's in the Mishbrua over here, in Chav Zayin. Mishbrua in Chav Zayin says, Kosev Arambam, Cheshbon Shem and Tzarech Mutal Chashba. Ketzer, he goes on to give examples. Akan Dvarav, Uperish Amag Mishnah, the Ramaz Lano Shish, the Mnoim is them, he said, Sikh Betela, Shayn Sikh Betela, Rather Echait, the Gam Biure, Biure Rashal, Kosav, Shafilo Bechola in a Yafa Kokachle Tamachacham, Devi Kemesh of Leitzim, Vatman Limuda. So it comes out over here, there's three levels. There's the level of Stam people, which is also Laharbais, there's the level of Yurechet, which even mu'at, and then a tamachacham, even a chol should refrain from this. Now, lemaisa, what's the chili between laharbais and lemayit? What's the difference? Whoa. So we're saying, okay, also laharbais. What's the difference if it's sicha b'teila, I shouldn't be speaking in sicha b'teila, what's the difference if I'm laharbais or a little? And then we're saying, you're a chet, even a little. Teretz is, because these halachas that we're learning over here, throughout Shin Vav, into Shin Zayin, these are halachas that the Navi was giving us guidance in how to tap into the Kedusha of Shabbos. And not to forget that there's a day of Shabbos. Shalehi luchaki, lucha b'chol. Don't run like you run in the weekday. Shalehi, the way you dress. Mabushcha, the way you dress in Shabbos should be different than the way you dress in Chol. Shalehi diborcha, like the Akdama of the Simen. Constant reminders that today is Shabbos. So therefore, Lahar boys, if you can get involved in Sicha B'Teila, which you do the whole week, so then you're going to forget that today is Shabbos. You're going to be Pashim Sicha Das, that today is Shabbos. It's just the same day as every other day. But if I lessen it, I'm careful, only to Ma'at, or Yerechet, even Ma'at Nat, it's a whole different day. I have a whole different awareness. Today is Shabbos. That would be the difference. Yes?
Is it
the Lamayit? I don't know. It says here, also Laharbis. What does that mean? What?
The
Mechaber says, Shlei Diborcha Shal Shabbos Ki Diborcha Shal Chol. So then he's kaddish the whole week. But other of, if someone could be kaddish the whole week,
it doesn't need to be
mamayit. Be mamayit and kedusha.
No, I'm saying
why would he be mamayit and kedusha if he's a kaddish the whole week?
He doesn't need to be
mamayit. By him, you said he never speaks the varmit. He's the tam chacham. That's the third dagger we said. The tam chacham. Okay, comes along the Rama, the shame, the chumas adeshin, and he adds on hagah. But for people that they partially get a geshmak from speaking Shmuis and the Bechidushim Mutta L'Saprim B'Shabbos K'may B'Chol. They can speak it on Shabbos like in the Chol. One second. I don't understand how the shtims with V'Davah Dover. The whole in of V'Davah Dover is K'day. That should be Nicker. That's different between the 2 days by our speech. So it's a big deal. So okay, you enjoy it. So you're allowed to be L'Harbais K'may B'Chol. What's going on over here? If you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, over here in Ice Bays, he's matmiya on this. He brings it down and he says, where is it? He says right over here. He says, brings the Ramash, a cost of nailed Shasiba Shmois. If this is a v'dabe dava, echutra mipnei tainik, has tainik change? V'imkein natir gamken l'davre divrei mek chomemka. Someone who enjoys speaking business. So now it's muta. And a lot of those type of people, but you get enjoyment just handling the whole. V'chein natir b'mimse chetzcha. That's it, we're just matching all these Yisurim, Mimtza, Chavzcha, like Shinvav also. Elevadai mishum de ikka v'daber dava, k'pish rashi, p'pish taisviz, humimidus chasidus. Chim sheish li tainig b'zeloi machmerin on kulahai. So he wants to say that maybe the whole din of, this whole din of v'daber dava that we're discussing over here is a midus chasidus. And therefore, this guy who gets a tainig, we're not going to be machmer on him. But it's not mashma like that in the gra, and the pashtus lashon of the Rambam is mashma. There's an iser over here, not mitz chasidus. So it's not mashma like that in the paiskim at all. So perhaps you could say as follows. You could say like this. You could say that when one has oinig from it, so then it becomes. It sounds weird, but it becomes shaykh to Shabbos. It's not a stira to Shabbos. You know, sitting and shmuzing in Dvarim B'Telem is a stira to Shabbos, to the day of Shabbos. But if it's giving you an oinig, then it's not a stira to Shabbos. You know, you're not being kivei yourself in something that's a stira to Shabbos. Or you could say, which is said in an earlier simon by Ritza, by running over there. Also, if you turn back to simon Shin Aleph, here is interesting halach in Shin Aleph. It says that the way a person walks for Shabbos should be different than the way he walks the chol. Right? So Sif Aleph says ain loretz b'Shabbos unless it's a dvar mitzvah. Sif Beis bachurim amis angim b'kvitzasan merutzasan. Bachurim that are misanik, they enjoy jumping and running, that's their fun. Mutter, it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. So everyone asks over here the same question. Oinig is mevatel, the din of the halicha should be different. So some say, the first eretz we said, but some say another malach over here, that there's a din covet and there's a din oinig. When you have a steer between Kavod Shabbos and Oinig Shabbos, which one overrides which? So there's a long discussion, we're not going to go into the riots. But perhaps, those some want to learn over here, you see from here, that Oinig is Doicha the Kavod. So by us also, maybe we'll say, the Anachami, Vidab and Davis states that there's an Isser. However, if it's on the Cheshbon of Oinig, Oinig will be Matcha that Isser. And then we can understand the Hemshech of the Trumas Edeshen. The next part, it says over here, of a mishainim sanig, asalamrim kadesh sanig bem chaber. Fine. Zogta mishbrus of katan dalit. Umikom moka imizor melam shech harbe bezem. First of all, still be careful not to get too involved. Av bedav shu oini gomor kama yachil vishsi vishena. Right, even something which is clear, oinig, like achila, shasi, shina. Also, you know, there's a gvul to how much oinig could you get from eating, drinking, and sleeping. Dileilu shein amayis kematayr b'imayis achol, nita shab sekro de devre tayra. I feel it. Tami the chama he gave by Torah called Meisr Shavu. Gamkin he said that they shouldn't be marbe more than what's needed. And then it says, the Chum Sedeshin ends off, and that's what Ramah's bringing out. What about if, let's say, for the one that's speaking, it's not an oinig? He doesn't get oinig out of this, but the other guy, he knows the other guy enjoys hearing this. And you'll appreciate this. And you tell it to the other guy, and he's really enjoying what you're telling him, but you don't get really oinig out of it. So, what's the din then? What's the din then? The Ramah paskins, that's asa. It's asa to say it in order to be msanig the chaveri. Take a look at the Al Yirab and the Taz, Prim Gun, everyone's trying to figure out what's going on over here. But if look at the Mishmurus if gotten vav. Kadesh is anik the ain loy lava of a dabib dava bishwukhave. You can be oiva on the dabib dava for your friend. Vimhum is anik vimashem is angim ef shid the yesh lakal. But if I have enjoyment that he's enjoying himself, then ef sh what's going on over here? What's the level? So comes out like this. If I'm enjoying myself with the Dibur, so my oinig, I could be kilo oiva on the covered Shabbos, and it's mutter. If I'm not enjoying myself, it's only him that's enjoying himself, so then we say it's asa, because ain loy lava of David Dovel to give him oinig. Right? That's asa. But when I'm going to be secondary enjoyment, that's the suffix. The efsh is secondary. I'm not getting a tiny from the Dibur itself. He's getting the tiny from the Dibur, but I'm getting the tiny that he has a tiny. That's an Efshah by the Mishmur. That's his suffering. It's Gishmak. And I'll give you another example of where the Shiloh comes up. Back to Simon Shin Aleph. Right? So to run to Dvar Mitzvah, I'm allowed to. Let's say I want to. This you can have many examples. Alright, so we said Bachur Mazangin, the running because it's only for them is fine. Let's say I want to run somewhere where there's a party. There's a party somewhere. I want to get there quicker so I can get first choice, so whatever it is. I want to get to the Kiddush earlier. So I'm running to the Kiddush. I don't enjoy running, but I'm going to enjoy myself when I get there. Is that oinig or not? That's a secondary oinig. I'm using the running to get there. Yesh Ladan. It's raining outside. I want to run to just get back from wherever I'm eating and to get back to the dorm, so I'll be warm in the dorm. So this is a need in an achrenim, but here you have an efsha of the Mishabura on it. Akapanim, that's a chayrab shot in this sif. It's so what do we take out of this? Take out of this that lemais and Shabbos, we have to limit our shmuzing and dvarim b'teilim. And during the week also, Ms. Dama. But to give someone else enjoyment, I mean, that's the end of here. Fine, okay, so that's the valve. I realized I have to start moving along because otherwise we're really not going to get too far. It's a long sermon. And we want to get to a ready story of Jesus to know what we can read on Shabbos, right? So believe that I'm gonna try to push forward. But each halach is... Okay.